By the autumn, the animals were tired but happy. They had had a hard year, and after the sale of part of the hay and corn, the stores of food for the winter were none too plentiful, but the windmill compensated for everything. It was almost half built now. After the harvest, there was a stretch of clear, dry weather, and the animals toiled harder than ever. Thinking it well worthwhile to plod to and fro all day with blocks of stone if by doing so they could raise the walls another foot. Boxer would even come out at nights and work for an hour or two on his own by the light of the harvest moon. In their spare moments, the animals would walk round and round the half-finished mill, admiring the strength and perpendicularity of its walls, and marveling that they should ever have been able to build anything so imposing. Only old Benjamin refused to grow enthusiastic about the windmill, though, as usual, he would utter nothing beyond the cryptic remark that donkeys live a long time.
You feel yourself rousing out of a deep, deep sleep. A cool and refreshing mist is passing over your face. You feel it caress your skin as it begins to dissipate. You are lying in a small mechanical pod. It's cozy, warm, and comfortable beneath you. You open your eyes. They haven't quite adjusted yet, so you only open them gently. You can see through the transparent shielding of your pod that you are aboard a starship, traveling noiselessly through space. Bet you didn't see that coming.
But then, a voice chilled my spine. The speech was cold, and a cruel laugh played about its sound. I turned to face this threat, and there he sat upon the ground. The judge had returned, that dark-veiled figure from my mind. He spoke. All shall be balanced. Did you think I was blind? And blackness surrounding, heart once again pounding. My justice, truth had now found.
In this chapter, we will contemplate the Taoist practice of Wu Wei, which translates roughly to non-doing or inexertion. It is the practice through which our actions may run in harmony with the rhythms of the world around us. Just as the running water naturally finds the path of least resistance, the practice of Wu Wei allows us to act with purpose, but without contrivance.